We're finishing up our look at Acts chapter 13, verses 8 through 12. So let me back up to verse 10, where we have Paul addressing Bar-Jesus or Elymas as they have this face-to-face confrontation about the gospel. Paul says to him, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you, and you're going to be blind, and for a time you will unable to see the light of the sun." Now, as I finished last time, I mentioned to you that you probably noticed that Paul used an inversion of Isaiah 40, verse 3. Here's what the prophet told Israel. "A voice of one crying out, 'Prepare the way of the Lord in the wilderness, make a straight highway for our God in the desert.'" Now, Isaiah was encouraging Israel to make straight paths for God to visit them, right where they were spiritually. They were to remove any obstacles that would block his path. They were to level the hills and fill in the valleys to make a straight path for God's salvation. But what was Bar-Jesus doing? Back in verse 8, Luke told us, "But Elymas the sorcerer tried to turn the proconsul from the faith." And here's a place where the Greek words Luke uses to tell the story so emphatically. The word for turn away in verse 8 and the word for make crooked in verse 10 is the same word. It's the Greek word diastrepho. Bar-Jesus' true character was manifested in his attempt to dissuade Sergius Paulus from hearing and responding to Barnabas and Saul's message of salvation. He was trying to take the straight path to God and make it crooked. He was making the straight path to God a crooked one. He was seeking to turn aside the proconsul from the faith. Here is a man who claimed to be the son of salvation, a path, as it were, to God, and yet he was a tool of Satan to prevent the proconsul from accepting the gospel message and consequently becoming a child of God. Beware, my friends. There are many people in this world who pretend to lead us to God, but are actually agents of Satan. How many times does the Bible warn us about them? In Acts 20, verses 29 through 30, Paul tells his friends, "I know that after I leave," meaning when he dies, "savage wolves will come in among you and not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them." In 1 Peter 3:16, we read, "Paul's letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort as they do the other scriptures to their own destruction." In 1 John 4, 1-3, we read, "Many false prophets have gone out into the world. Everyone who acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world." Just from these verses, we can see that Satan has his own agents in our world, attempting to make the straight paths of salvation crooked. They are constantly seeking to turn aside the very people that God is offering his free salvation. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.